Flames, congratulations. Celtic title, how good does that feel?
Feels like it's a long, long time coming. It's been probably years in the making, this. I've been asking this for years now. It was on, it was off, it was on, it was off, but finally I've got the belt on my shoulder, so it's just on to bigger, better things.
The fight itself, take us through it. I mean, the first round, your thoughts after the first bell?
Scruffy fight. It wasn't the kind of boxing I like, but sometimes you have to just bite down the gum shield and muscle through and get wins, I guess.
And you picked up an eye injury. What was the concern at the time?
No, listen, it's not a tickling contest. You can't get in the water and not get wet. So he got cut with a clash of heads. I got cut with a clash of heads. I've lumps and bumps all over me, but it makes it more interesting, doesn't it?
So you had a big crowd down to support you, and afterwards, I mean, you could see the reaction. You went to them, and for them, for everybody connected with you, this is a huge night.
Yeah, I'm very thankful. I got a big crowd down. It's in the mouth of Christmas here, and people spent their hard-earned money to get themselves down here, buy tickets, and come down and watch. And I'm just glad I could get it over the line and get on the win.
So what is the next step for the next few months?
It's Christmas time now, that's it. I don't think, with the eye injury, I don't think I'll be getting out any time before Christmas. There's talks of maybe March next year over in Scotland around St. Paddy's Day. There's a few dates getting flung about, so we'll see what happens.
And this will do you no harm at all in getting maybe a little bit more financial backing.
Yeah, that's it. I've got a belt now. It's a lot more attractive to these big sponsors out there, and that's exactly what it is that I need to kick me on to my career. I need to get over and be able to train in Scotland full time, and you can't work over there, so I can't fund it myself, so a big sponsor is what we need.
And finally, for Donegal, it's great to have pro boxing back here after 13 years and for this part of the world, and a good atmosphere, a good crowd, and we all hope here that we'll see yourself back again and maybe others.
Listen, on record, you've heard me say it, Donegal is my favourite county in Ireland. I say to my girlfriend all the time, when we're old and retire, I'm going to retire in Buncrana, that's where I'm going to go, so I have no problems coming back to the hills anytime.